It's like watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, you know, it's the same drama and they're yelling at each other and they don't get along. You know, I mean, Stephen A. Smith, he's just like every other talk show host.
He'd be a great Real Housewife.
He would be.
Right.
He would be amazing.
So that's why I'm like, what's the difference? It's just, you know, it's just sociological drama.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7.
Okay, let's begin.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, a part of the HR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I'm your host, the illustrious James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. Michelle Obama basically told Stephen A. Smith to take off his eyelashes and his weave and his stiletto heels. And I find that to be so amusing and entertaining on many different levels. I would say that no lies were told by Michelle Obama when she's talking about the drama at ESPN. And sports, I say all the time, sports is entertainment. It's not real. I don't want to get sued, but I actually believe that sports is scripted to an extent. Now, of course, when my team wins, when the Ohio State University wins, it's not scripted. It's because Ohio State University is a better organization and a better school with better looking cheerleaders, better fans, better uniforms, better stadium, better helmets, better announcers. But all jokes aside, sports only exists to fill commercial space for advertisers. So yeah, if Travis Kelce is dating the biggest record music star in the world, that's beneficial for the NFL that they at least get to the AFC Championship game in a Super Bowl. It doesn't really matter if they win, but they got to get there. If you don't think that executives want to see Luka, who's in shape now on the cover of Men's Health, they don't want to see him go deep into the NBA playoffs. He doesn't have to win. He just has to get to the Western Conference Finals for television ratings. That's just how the business works. That's how my radio show works. That's how HUR Voices works. That's how Sirius XM Channel 141 works. And over the years, the coverage of sports has devolved into something different. It seems like the stars, the Stephen A. Smiths, the Shannon Sharps, the Joy Taylors, it seems like the stars in what they're doing in their personal life and their professional life. It seems that these individuals are bigger than the actual games themselves. Stephen A. Smith is in many ways just as big of a star as LeBron James, or at least he thinks he is. People want to know about Shannon Sharp and his sex life, which I absolutely, unequivocally do not. People talk about Joy Taylor and what she has popping and all of the trysts that not only were on affidavits or were brought to court in various lawsuits at FS1, but if you listen to Joy Taylor's podcast, she'll tell you that, yo, I'm about that life. I'm all about that action, boss. That's her podcast. That's her personal content where she talks about dating. And she gets into her ideas on sex and ideas on relationship. It's so dramatic. And look, Michelle Obama participates in that space as well. But I think the difference is Michelle Obama, being a former First Lady of the United States, hater or lover, has a huge platform, has written books, had the book tour, has had a level of success. But I don't like the drama in sports. With this show, I try to stay out of the drama. I want to cover the Baltimore Orioles, who suck. I want to cover the Columbus Blue Jackets, who suck even worse. I want to cover the Indianapolis Colts, who also suck. Man, I'm not having a great time. If it wasn't for Ohio State, it would be really, really bad. But it's got to the point where I can't wake up in the morning without seeing three or four people on a split screen arguing some fake, contrived debate about if Dak Prescott is any good. It's the same topics over and over again. Jerry Jones is a bad owner. Well, you might be a bad owner if the goal is to win a Super Bowl. If the goal is to be worth $20 billion, he's a pretty good owner. Is LeBron better than Michael? Who cares? Michael Jordan's 63 years old. We keep having these same discussions over and over and over again, and then people storm off the stage and they pretend to be angry and all of these things. And then you have the side stuff, you know, Stephen A. Smith. People think he's dating Molly Quarum, who's really a smoke show, just for the record. And if he was dating Molly Quarum, I would not blame him. But it's just drama. It's unnecessary drama. It has nothing to do with the games themselves. I want to know about Shedeur Sanders. And is he going to be on a depth chart for the Browns this year? I'm curious to see Kevin Durant in a Houston Rockets uniform. There's so many things going on to discuss. You got Ohio State and Texas in 3 weeks. So I'm tired of the drama. And the four-letter, I must say, and Michelle Obama's taking a shot at Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith fired back. But the four-letter and that show, when it started off as Cold Pizza and it became First Take and it was Skip and Stephen A. Smith, that kind of ruined sports talk. Back in the day where it was Mad Dog, and Mad Dog got into that shtick too, but Mike Francesa and Mad Dog, if you're like me, you grew up in New Jersey, you could pick up WFAN, you listen to WFAN as a kid. They're talking hardcore sports, man. You had Benny Blanco from the Bronx calling in about the Yankees middle infield, about Alfonso Soriano, calling him Ariano. It was just different then. This stuff that they have now is I don't want to swear on the radio, but good Lord, man. These people, I'm just not even going to get into it. It's just so embarrassing to see grown bleeping men carry along like this. It's like on some Kardashian stuff. It's true catfighting on the radio. I do think it's funny that Michelle Obama, and I'm not buying into the rumors, but I do think that it's funny and ironic that Michelle Obama, who has all of these ridiculous rumors about her origin as a human being, which I'm not going to get into, that are being spread consistently by the far right. The same thing that Candace Owens is spreading about the First Lady of France. I do think it's interesting that she's questioning somebody's manhood. That might not be a great look, considering the horrible rumors that are untrue. We all know that the rumors are untrue. We all know that the QAnon idiots, the 4chan, 8chan idiots will make up anything. But I do think it's ironic in that spirit that she's like, yo, tuck in your skirt, son. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
This is James Lewis, host of The Rubicon. If you or a loved one is aging into Medicare or have questions about enrollment in a local Medicaid or Affordable Care Act plan, please comment on any of our segments on Lance J Plus, hosted by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. You can also follow Paragon 7 Studios on Instagram and direct message us with all of your questions about the best benefit packages for your family, budget, and the management of chronic conditions. Healthcare for the culture.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Are you getting in it for money? Or are you getting into it because you love it? I come from the blocks of East Flatbush, special ed Chub Rock, Brother J Busta Rhymes in my neighborhood, and we were slinging demos. I keep saying demos because you got popular when you had a TDK tape or you was listening to Busy B versus Kumo D. You was watching Graffiti Rock. This culture missed all of that.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses
and we need our doctors,
but hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.